Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, my special guest, Chetan Parkin, will be here to talk about human design. Discover the person you were born to be. Human design is a revolutionary system that reveals who you are in life-changing detail. And after that, Chetan and I will take your calls and also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'll be speaking in Ashland, Oregon on Saturday, September 12th. I'm giving two talks at the Rogue Valley Metaphysical Library. I'll be talking about astrology's economic forecast, creating a sustainable economy, and about 10 keys to thriving during our economic changes. There's more information on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to announce a special treat. Peg Donahue, who was my guest last week, and I are offering a free prosperity teleclass on Tuesday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This teleclass provides you 8 keys to thriving in any economy, including this one. Like I said, it's free, and you can register for this by going to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And look for the link to register for this under What's New, or call us toll-free to register at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And lastly, I want to remind you that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th, which is just around the corner. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. If you're ready to move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. And to learn more, go to askmadeline.com or look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity under What's New when you're at the home page. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're having a full moon today, which is always an interesting time of the month. This is when everything comes to light. In the same way that we can now see the entire moon, we now get to see the full picture of what's going on around us. So, all full moons are important periods because as we see the full picture, we tend to make a lot of important decisions around the full moon. Now, if you happen to be in sales, remember this and call your pending orders, the people who may have pending orders with you, a few days before the full moon, and you may encourage them to make a decision in your favor. Now, what's coming to light at today's full moon on September 4th are some entrenched and challenging beliefs, philosophies, and possibly old traumas being brought up again. Now, perhaps you've had an entrenched pattern of trying to do too much with too little time and money, or maybe you've felt frustrated for years about a particular situation which causes you stress. Very likely you may even have given up on the situation or on finding a solution, or you may just feel overwhelmed and frustrated by the situation. But the universe is here to help, and you're likely to see changes to that situation this month. Because earthquake season is back for another few months, and now we have the energies to break through old patterns that have held us captive for too long. That's the good news, of course, with this cycle of Saturn opposite Uranus, but it can also have the effect of sudden and unexpected shocks, including severe weather, wildfires, volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, and even tsunamis, and asteroids. So stay alert out there. lots of things could happen. So also with today's full moon, the stock market appears to be entrenched in battles. Now, some of this is related to old beliefs about what to expect with this economy, but there's also entrenched issues related to money and power, including unexpected losses. This month could bring some unsettling money surprises. So if you don't yet have gold, buy some standard gold coins like gold eagles or maple leafs or Krugerrands or gold bars as soon as you can, and that will help protect you from unexpected money surprises. Next, let's talk about what's coming up on Monday, September 7th. It's time once again for Mercury retrograde. Holy cow. This seems to be one of our favorite periods because people groan about this cycle more than anything else. Three times per year, things start looking like Murphy and his crew are in town. With Mercury retrograde from September 7th through the 29th, it's common to encounter delays, miscommunications, transportation breakdowns, plus computer and other equipment failures. It's also common to discover our mistakes and things which fell through the cracks and now must be handled. Now, I grant you, that's the bad news about Mercury retrograde. It can be a real humdinger when it comes to communications and transportation challenges. But a lot of our challenges with this cycle are primarily because we're in resistance to what it's asking us to do. This period, more than any other, wants us to stop pushing forward at such a fast pace so that we can find our mistakes, make corrections, and learn something. Now, what's so bad about that? It's just that the universe doesn't want us to go 90 miles per hour during this period. It wants us to slow down so we can catch up. So do yourself a huge favor and schedule only 50% of your usual activity level. That way, you'll have time in your schedule for the surprises that need fixing, and you won't have to reschedule your entire calendar to handle them. Most importantly, you'll be able to catch up, which is one of the primary purposes of this period. This period is also great for learning or relearning anything, and it's also very good for repairs and fixes of all sorts. It's also excellent for recycling, garage sales, and reunions with people from your past. Now, the challenge of this particular Mercury retrograde is that we have some tough issues related to anger and transforming our motivations and actions. This is related to the cycles of Mercury square both Mars and Pluto, while Mars opposes Pluto. You can hear some pretty cutting remarks with these energies, and you never know, they may come from you, so be careful what you say. It's important to remember that whenever there's a lot of anger and tension like we're experiencing now, someone has to be the one to bring the Kool-Aid, so to speak. Someone needs to maintain a sense of humor, pull out that rubber chicken, and make some jokes. Now, once you get past the tension, then you can focus on getting to the bottom of what's going on. The Mercury square Pluto is good at that, and it often has penetrating insights which can be very valuable to you. Now, this Mercury retrograde is also a challenge because we're making unexpected changes. And also note that this Mercury retrograde starts on Labor Day, and that means traffic has already slowed down. So give yourself plenty of time to get places today and this whole weekend. Don't be in a hurry. This is the time to slow down. And lastly, with Mars and Pluto both square to Mercury, this can indicate dangerous driving conditions or near-fatal and fatal accidents. So pay extra attention out there. This weekend is no time to be talking on the cell phone when you're driving. Stay alert and safe. Now, the cycle of Mercury square Mars peaked yesterday on September 3rd, and it stays in range through September 13th. The cycle of Mercury square Pluto is with us for quite a while. It peaks next on September 17th, and it stays in range now through September 22nd. Then it comes back into range yet again on October 6th and peaks on October 10th for the last time. It finally moves out of range on October 15th. Now, we also have another major cycle coming up this week, which is Venus opposite Jupiter. This cycle comes into range tomorrow on Sunday, tomorrow, that's Saturday, September 5th. This is a time when we're likely to indulge ourselves, spend money we may not have, or just do things that make us feel great. And is there a downside to this cycle? Well, you can certainly overindulge yourself with this cycle, with food, of course, or drink, and you can certainly overspend. So know what your budget is and do your best to stick to it. And if you're on a diet, you might cheat a little bit, but try to not throw complete caution to the wind. On September 9th, the moon squares both Venus and Jupiter, so you may throw caution and your entire budget to the wind that day. But of all the cycles that can be challenging, this one is still wonderful and a real treat. So remember to stay focused on love, joy, and prosperity, and you can definitely create all that and more with this cycle. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's free. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. Just register for it once, and we'll email it to you free each Friday. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And look for the link under What's New. Sign up for your What's Up in the Heavens today. Now, do you know what your human design is and how you are meant to live your life? When I come back from this short break, my guest, Chetan Parkin, will help you discover the person you were born to be. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th. And there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300 or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from 5 continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and we are partnering with 3-Step Matchmaking to host the Live, Love, and Laugh Bash at the Tap House Grill on September 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. We believe children should have food on their plate, and every one of us someone to love and love us back. On September 12th, we are inviting eligible singles to connect while supporting a great cause, the Northwest Harvest Food Bank. Thanks to the Tap House Grill, we'll be feasting on an abundant array of free appetizers. Hats off to our sponsors and the Seattle Weekly for helping to make this all possible. Join us for this heart-opening Live, Love, and Laugh Bash and bring your canned, non-perishable donations for the Northwest Harvest. Space is limited, so RSVP today for this free event by emailing events@tsmseattle.com or call 425-956-3838. That's 425-956-3838. See you there.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, my guest, Chetan Parkin, is here to talk about human design, discover the person you were born to be. We'll also take your calls, and then I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Chetan Parkin has spent the past 16 years mastering human design. He is more than a leading practitioner of the system. As the author of the first major book on the subject, he has made it his mission to bring human design to the whole planet. An entrepreneur's son by upbringing and an engineer by training, Chetan has fully explored both the mystical and the technological worlds. He's been a deep sea dive engineer and a devoted student of meditation. Travels in India and living for many years in the company of the enlightened mystic Osho finally opened Chetan to his own purpose, helping people develop their own self-knowledge. In 2009, Chetan wrote the first major book on human design published by HarperCollins. Combined with a powerful free software, this makes it easy for everyone to learn about this remarkable new system. And thanks to Chetan, human design today is becoming available to the whole planet. So welcome, Chetan. I'm so glad you can be here.
Thank you so much, Madeline. My pleasure.
Well, the first question I have for you is, how in the world did you get involved in human design?
Well, it's quite a story. How do we ever get involved in anything? I grew up in England. I had a childhood in England. I went to school there and ended up practicing as an engineer. I got my degree in apprenticeship in engineer and started traveling around the world, troubleshooting various projects. My travels took me to India, and around that time, I had what you might call a period in my life where I hit the wall. Life wasn't making sense for me anymore, and I was really looking for some guidance. And I was directed to go and visit the shadow reader in what was then Bombay, is now Mumbai.
Okay.
And the shadow reader told me a remarkable story about myself and told me, he predicted I was going to start reading for people.
Wow.
And recommended that I learn how to do that.
Amazing.
And
so how long ago was that?
This was in 1979.
Wow.
He told me that I was going to be working with a system that was going to come into the world. It hadn't arrived yet, and he advised that I would practice, get some practice in. So I somehow found my way to start reading people's hands. I read tarot cards. I read astrology. I read the I Ching. I read all kinds of systems. And basically, for 14 years, practiced seeing what it was that people could hear from me, what it is that could be told, and how to help people find their way further into life.
Wow. So what is human design?
Human design is basically a 21st century self-remembering device. It's basically made up of a synthesis of four esoteric systems, the I Ching, astrology, the Kabbalah, and the chakra system. And it's combined with an understanding of neutrino physics and genetic coding. And basically, to make a long story short, it gives us a clear picture of someone's genetic patterns and makeup.
Wow.
And if you can recognize your patterns, and you can relate that directly then into your life experiences.
That's fascinating. So what does, you know, if someone goes off to study human design, what would anyone get from human design?
Well, you get a direct experiencing of yourself and the journey in which your consciousness is going to live in this lifetime. We get born into a world, and right from the get-go, are subject to all kinds of conditionings, depending on the society and the family that we are born into. And we go to school, we get more conditioning, and very soon we forget what it is that's intrinsic to our nature.
Right.
And so through human design, what we find is, on a very straightforward level, we have three keys, and these are instantly recognizable in a particular person's human design. And these three keys are what we call their type, their authority, and their profile. And the type, there are five different types, five different energy types, and they're all very different from each other. And understanding your type gives you an instant understanding in how things work for you in this world. There are six different authorities, and authorities are basically how we make decisions in life. And it's probably the source of the greatest suffering in this world is that we have never really learned properly how to make decisions that work for us.
Ah.
And understanding human design, you know right away what works for you. And then there are 12 profiles, and understanding your profile, you know exactly how the world gets to see you and how you can interact most easily with the world like that. So these three keys are very much foundational in one's understanding of human design, and they're very easy to understand.
And so that is discussed in your book, right?
Yes, it is. We go into that in major detail in the book, and we make it very, very clear to people exactly what each of these three keys is all about for them.
And with your software online there, it's very easy to go and get your chart and find out what your those three keys are for yourself.
Yeah,
and actually some more than that, that the chart tells you. But if a person were to read your book, do they need a consultation?
Well, it's very interesting to read a book, and certainly we've been getting some very, very rave reviews about people's understanding of what we've written in the book about these three keys.
And yes, and I have read your book, and I loved it. And I was... And it was very quick for me to figure out, yes, indeed, this was very, very accurate for me.
It is. It's startlingly accurate.
Yes.
But a consultation, basically, I give consultations all over the world, basically, by phone, Skype, or in person for people that come here. And I do 90-minute sessions with people. And I just tell them right at the outset, look, for 90 minutes, I'm just going to talk about you.
Right.
And I give them a very, very deep and profound viewing on a very personal nature, all about who they are, what they're living out in this lifetime.
And it's a lot of information, because I've had one of these by Chetan, and it's amazing. Amazing.
Well, fortunately, we record the session, so everyone gets the chance to listen again afterwards.
Yeah, which is a good thing, because there's so much information in it that a person probably cannot integrate that without listening at least three or four times.
There are many, many layers to it, and even 4, 5, 6 years after the reading, there are still new things that are coming out of that one recording here.
Right. Now, how can our listeners learn more about human design?
Well, I would encourage people to buy the book, and it's not just because I've written it, but it's because in all my years of working with human design, this is the first time that it's been able to be put out in a way that's very straightforward and comprehensible to anybody.
Right. And the book name is Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be. And let's see. And you have seminars too, right?
Yes, we have training downloadable MP3 files on our website. We have seminars. We've got one in San Diego on September the 13th, one in Las Vegas on September the 27th. And then we have a full-on training for practitioners on October the 10th and the 11th. This year. And all the details are on our website. That's humandesignforusall.com. Exactly how it sounds.
Right. Humandesignforusall.com. And what's your phone number there for listeners in case they want to call you?
Well, they're very welcome to call. The number is 760-298-0918.
And repeat that one more time.
Yeah, sure. It's 760-298-0918.
Okay, fabulous. And now we have just a few more minutes, so I just want to ask you to tell a little bit more about your seminars that are going on later this month and next month.
Yes. What we do is we do an experiential day, and basically we get everybody to come to that with a copy of their chart, and we go over a little bit of groundwork of exactly what it is we're describing in the chart, these three keys. And then in the seminar, we give people a direct experience of themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds very cool.
It's very cool. We open it to friends, family, businesses, children. Everybody can come to this and have a direct experience of themselves. And it's a lot of fun. And people go away with a very, very deep insight into their life.
Well, and one of the great benefits is really getting clear on what type of way that you best make decisions, because we all have different methods for that, and what works for somebody else may not work at all for you.
Exactly.
So I just thought that was very helpful to read that, oh, here's what I've realized years ago, but boy, did it take me a long time to realize it.
Yeah, it's one of the tragedies of the world. We get put in school and we're told to try and think our way through life.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the good news today is that Chetan, after our break here in just a moment, Chetan is going to be taking your calls. And he's going to need your birth data, just like I normally do. So he's going to need your date, time, and location of birth. And he will be able to get you started on understanding who you were born to be. So to do this, call us now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit yourtwofeet.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. My guest, Chetan Parkin, wrote the book Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be. He's now taking a few calls, and he needs your birth date, time, and location of birth. And I believe we may already have enough callers. And after that, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to North Seattle. We have Janet standing by. She wants to know what the person she wants to be, and I'm going to give out her information, so hopefully you guys can get this one all right. So her birth date is 12/15/47 at 5 p.m. in Seattle as well. So, Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Janet. I'm so glad you called in. And Chetan, have you had enough time to put her data into the software?
I have. I'm looking at Janet. I'm looking at your chart right now, and you have a design of somebody that we call a generator. That's the type of design that you have, which basically means you have this ton of life force energy. You're constantly generating this life force energy, and can. You're somebody that can literally get up in the morning and just keep going all day long. And what I also see in your design is that you're emotionally defined. You have a defined emotions, which is your authority, which is how you make decisions. And so you'll have found the key for you in this lifetime has been learning patience, that taking things or taking people on first glance is not really going to serve you very well. And it's very important for you to at least take a night's sleep on any decision-making process that you make. I also see in your makeup that you're highly individualized, and basically an individual always stands in a majority of one.
tell me what you mean by that, Chetan.
Well, basically what I'm trying to say is that rule systems are not the easiest thing for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so you're... It's not that you're always having to prove yourself, but it's always that you have to stand in your own truth.
Yes.
Yeah. So anything else you'd like to ask me about your design?
What would be a good senior citizen career to best use these factors in doing?
Okay. Well, what I see in your makeup is you are a very friendly person. You're somebody that can, you have this channel of intimacy in that you have this means of just being able to make friends with somebody within a matter of seconds. And that on one side is a very handy thing because you can break the ice with people very quickly, but you also have to be aware of what your boundaries and limits are with people. But in terms of, you know, I would suggest that you have a very individualized way of being intimate with people. And what you love to see in your life is when you've had an interaction with somebody and they're standing a little bit straighter in their life.
Oh, you're right on. Yeah, right on. That I consider that a tool that I use. It might be part of my purpose. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. You've always carried a lot of light in this lifetime, and you find yourself in a world that sometimes is a little bit disappointing, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
But what I would like to say to you is what I see in your makeup is, as long as you remember this light inside yourself, you know, and that you standing in your individuality, that is something that is truthful for you, then you'll begin to realize that the light and the story is always inside you.
Yes. That's a good way to start this weekend.
That is great. And
yeah.
Thank you for calling in, Janet. I so appreciate it.
Thank you for the clarity. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Janet.
Bye. Benny, do we have another caller?
We certainly do. Let's take Sandy now. Sandy's calling in from Kirkland. I think she's looking for the same question. She wants to know what she wants to be or in that aspect. Let's see. Her birth date information is March 1st of 52 at 2:27 p.m. in Albany, California. So, Sandy, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you.
Hi, Sandy.
So I heard that initially when you opened the lines was, what was I born to be? And I thought that was kind of an intriguing question.
And also,
should I go back into my previous career that I sort of semi-retired? I'm thinking about it into teaching music. So I guess that's a two-question.
So, Chetan, do you want to? Did you
yes,
have
absolutely.
Enough time to pull
yeah.
up her chart?
Certainly. I mean, absolutely, you have a musical ear. There's no two ways about that. And what you find is that in your life, you also, like Janet, you have this emotional makeup. You're very much the feeling person. And a lot of times you feel what other people need much more than they can feel for themselves. You're very, very sensitive and open like that.
And right.
What also happens with this emotional nature of yours, you're always looking for your family and people that you can be familiar with, people that you can be very, very proximate with. And
right.
that takes you into all kinds of interactions with people. And you're somebody that you'd much rather have a handshake than write a contract.
Right.
You trust people because they feel right to you. And what also shows in your design is that you have this very emotional nature. You're somebody that can fly very high. You're also somebody that can dive very deep as well.
Right.
Even to the point that you might find yourself being melancholic in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And you will know about all the great visionaries and poets and musicians. They all have something of this flavor about them, that they can't aspire to their brilliance unless they allow themselves to dive very deep within themselves.
Right.
And so I just say to you, you know, to honor that about yourself. If you're in a mood, you're in a mood, and don't try and give it reasons or why you shouldn't be in a mood.
Okay.
And to see that it's always fine for you to readjust your life journey.
Okay.
What I'm saying by that is, you know, what could look like an obvious career for you one time and an obvious group of people to associate with you at one time, you might find yourself very easily moving on from there and establishing yourself in a different way as well.
Okay.
So to say it's a lifetime of great mobility in that respect.
Okay.
And if somebody crosses you, somebody you've made a deal with, just make clear they don't get a Christmas card from you.
Oh, I just experienced that this week.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
In terms of work and working at this point, is there anything that you see that I should or could be doing?
It's almost like what I'd say to you. You know, I'm not the person necessarily to point out a direct career to you, because the thing about human design, it's very much about self-empowerment. It's about realizing for yourself that existence is offering you all these different things, and to use your own nature to attune to what it is that's being offered to you. What I will say to you is, though, that you know, you have this very strong feeling nature, and very acoustically oriented. So the nature of the acoustics in the environment around you is always very important, and the degree of familiarity of the people around you is very important. It's got to be a feely-touchy atmosphere in a way. So what I would say to you about tuning in through your emotions is it's almost like you could shut your eyes and just feel your way into whatever it is that's calling to you.
Okay.
Now, it's absolutely not a logical approach to life.
It's not from my head.
It's not from your head. It's going from your belly button.
Okay. Okay.
And Chetan, which type of setup does she have?
Oh, sorry, Sandy, you've got a projector design. A projector design with emotional feeling clarity, authority, and your profile is a 6-3 profile, which is one of the rarer ones. And I think you'd get quite a bit from reading the book on those three aspects of your nature.
Okay, so projector design, and you described that in your book.
Yes, indeed. And one of the other things I'll say to you, looking in your chart here, you were born very conscious. And you found out this world that, for the most part, that's not what is going on here.
yes.
Okay.
And now, Sandy, the question that you're asking about career might be better answered by astrology. That's a more a type of a question that I help people with astrology. And
okay.
I will be back. I'm leaving this week, and I'll be back on September 15th, and happy to do consultations. Or catch me the 18th when I'll be taking callers again after today.
Okay, that sounds
great.
Yes, all right. Well, thank you so much for the information.
And thank you for calling in. Okay, Chetan, I can hardly believe that our time is nearly up here. It's been so great to have you with us here today. But please, could you tell our listeners again how they can contact you, your website, and your phone number?
Yes, thank you, Madeline. The website is called Human Design for Us All. HumanDesignForUsAll.com. And there's free software downloadable from that website to draw up your own chart. Lot of fun with that. There's also links to buying the book. The book, in the best circumstances, comes from Amazon.co.uk. Comes from England. It comes for about $22 to the U.S. It takes about a week to get here. And it's a really good read.
It is a really good read. I loved it. I had a great time reading it.
Yeah.
And what's your phone number?
The number is 760-298-0918. 760-298-0918.
Thank you, Shaitan. Thank you for being with us today. Now, when I come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th, and there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300, or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gurwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's ASK. MadeLine.com and click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 Good Timing Guide today.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe, I don't know, we have one caller already. We may be able to handle one more. So if you want to call in, you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And for personal questions, remember that I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go to Shannon, first-time caller, calling in from Stanwood. It's just north of Seattle, if any of you are unfamiliar with the area in which of Stanwood is. It's close to Marysville, you know, where they have the Strawberry Festival. Gotta love that, Madeline.
And it's close to me. Yep, in Arlington.
Well, that's the ultimate right there, isn't it? If it's close to you, then now we know where we're going.
that's right.
All right. Well, Shannon has her own business. It's been going and working well for her for the last 5 years. She wants to know if it's still going to continue making money like most businesses need to, and of course, right now in the recession, and hopefully we're pulling out of that, by the way. She has a birth date of 5-17-65 and was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. Fortunately, she doesn't know the time, Madeline, so how are we going to go about giving her a reading?
Well, what I can do for that situation is do what we call a solar reading,
okay.
Meaning a sunrise reading.
Okay.
It's not as accurate in the sense that you're missing about a third of the information, but it will tell us quite a few things.
So, okay.
So, hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
Good. And I want to just mention a couple of things because you're asking about your business. And
yes.
Your business will actually give, your business chart will actually give me better information about your business than your own personal chart. But I'll do my best to see what I can in this chart. But just so you know, businesses have their own chart. It's based on the date and the location where they were born with the state. Usually it's when you got like a sole proprietorship or a incorporation or an LLC or something like that set up or a partnership with the state. Is your company set up with the state?
Yes, it's a corporation.
It's a corporation, okay, yeah. So that corporation chart will tell you more than what I can tell you from your own personal chart. Now, what's happening with the company?
What's happening with it?
Yeah, you were asking about whether it's going to continue to be prosperous.
Well, every fall, winter, it's specialty construction. It slows down a lot. And
I see.
And
okay.
I want to see about making it through this year.
Did you have a little boost earlier in the year?
A boost?
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Did you have any kind of a little increase even a big increase?
we had a little increase. Well, and we do every spring, summer.
Every spring, summer. Okay.
Yeah,
because it looks like you had that increase and that it's pretty well passed at this point. But let's see. Looking to see if there's something else that's showing up here. You have a you actually are very well set up personally for money. In other words, for money to come to you easily, for you to grow both in values and financially as part of your strategy for this particular lifetime.
Okay.
So, you know, your company are you the primary owner or are there other owners?
I have business partners, so we're pretty even.
Pretty even. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know, at least your energy would be tend to have a lot of high growth to it. In other words, it would tend to be very expansive energy. Your energy would be. And because of that, it would also tend to bring in a lot of money to the company.
Okay.
And so at least your portion of the energy in the company, which, of course, is made up of, you know, the kind of the composite of everybody that's in it,
yes.
At least your contribution to it is very, very expansive. And you have the potential to be, what would I say, one of the social change makers. And so your career has the potential to somehow do something in terms of helping society to change.
Oh, good.
And so and that can work in a lot of different ways. I mean, your company is, you said, in construction. But
yes.
You know, it can be the way that you manage the company.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
Doesn't
I
have
see
to
that.
Be, you know, like say a new age type company in order for you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about how you make the decisions and choices and how does your work impact the earth and others in your community and places where you work.
Yes.
So
okay.
So think about that as you're making your choices and your
right.
decisions. You know, how can you make these choices so that more people are benefited by your day-to-day choices
yes.
and management. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have been thinking that way too. So how I could
yeah,
do that.
And there's a great book out, and I cannot remember the guy's name who wrote it, but it's called Saving the World at Work.
Okay.
And I would just go Google it on Amazon and see who wrote it, but it's called Saving the World at Work. And it's got some great ideas and tools in there for companies to assist in the process.
Okay.
And and companies of all sorts. You know, it doesn't need to be any particular type of company. So,
okay,
so check
right.
that out.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
And
I will.
Next time you call me with your yes. company information.
Okay. What kind? What do you mean?
I mean, if you want to know about your company, call me with your date and location that the company was started.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye, Shannon. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. The abundant universe is always available to us. We always have a choice to feel supported by the universe instead of feeling like we have to do everything by ourselves. One way to take advantage of this is to imagine having a universal manager. This manager is always available to you no matter what you need or when. You can write this manager a memo, or just make 2 lists of tasks, one for you and one for your universal manager. Ask your universal manager to handle all the hard jobs. You can keep the easy and fun ones for yourself. That's the way I do it. You'll be amazed at what happens when you do this. The universe has some amazing tricks up its sleeves when you ask for assistance and you allow it to help you. Now, next Friday, on September 11th, I have a special guest, Maureen St. Germain, who's going to be here to talk about how to know what you need to know on the anniversary of 9/11. A modern-day mystic, Maureen St. Germain, will provide insights and information on how to know when you need to know. This information gives you tools to act from a place of confidence no matter how crazy things get. And I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. 8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.